Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
7 minutes to eight on SEN SA Breakfast, our Brekkie Brownlow. After 8 o'clock this morning, thanks to Con and Lena at the Brighton Trophy Centre, the best in SA, Brighton Road. Speaking of incredible trophies, the only place you can get them is Brighton Trophy Centre. The Adelaide Thunderbirds got to unveil their Suncorp Super Netball Trophy and Premiership flag at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre on the weekend against the Queensland Firebirds with a one-goal win. They turn their attention to the Melbourne Vixens this weekend. The game is at John Cain Arena, and one of their young guns, Premiership player, we say good morning to you, Taylor Williams, and congratulations on starting the season with a win.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. Yes, can't ask for a better start to the season than a win, I guess.
Now, how were you feeling? There was a shot that that could have had the result going the other way, very close to the end of the match. Were you a little bit worried?
Yeah, look, it would have been nice for it to not be so close. We made it a little bit hard for ourselves there in the end. But no, very, very thankful we were able to get over the line. But yeah, probably could have made it a little bit easier for ourselves.
Now, Taylor, the game was at the Entertainment Centre in front of a huge crowd, just under 7,000 people, I'm led to believe. What was that like playing at the Entertainment Centre with that amount of people?
Oh, it's just incredible. Like, we've had one game there for the last few seasons, which is always kind of a game that we look forward to, being able to have so many people there. And yeah, now that we get to do that regularly and have such a big crowd, we've hit over 4,000 members as well, which is something that we haven't previously been able to do. So yeah, knowing that hopefully we're going to have those types of crowds most weeks is, yeah, a really big step up from where we've been, which is really exciting.
It was a strange end to the season last year, Taylor, after the Premiership, which was wonderful, but then every player was out of contract. There was so much unknown and we didn't know where players would be moving. And I'm really pleased to say that the majority of the squad stuck together and we brought in players. So Romelda Aiken-George comes in for Eleanor Cardwell. Laura Sherian comes in for Maisie Nankerville. They're two really experienced netballers, which can only help grow the team. So for you as a player that's part of that squad, were you happy that we kept that consistency?
Oh, absolutely. To have seven key players that played a massive role in our premiership still remain, and then be able to bring in two people, like you said, with Romelda and Chez, who've won multiple premierships themselves and come with a wealth of experience, only adds, I guess, that more experience and a different viewpoint element that you really value from that respect. And Loz Frew has also come in as a young South Australian, which is really exciting, and she's been doing incredibly well as well. So yeah, those three have really fitted in really nicely.
Now, we look at the Vixens, and I look at a game that took place around this time last year, and they absolutely smacked you by 21 goals. what happened in that game, and how do we make sure that doesn't happen again?
Yeah, look, that's the one game last year that we definitely don't like reflecting on that much. Which I know is no excuse, a few girls out, and that had kind of big week leading up to that game, and we just weren't prepared like we should have been for what they put out. Vixens are a quality side. They always put out quality netball. They've got lots of Aussie diamonds in their team and lots of really young, exciting talent coming through. So we know that they're always going to put up a good fight. That game last year, we weren't quite ready for it. The one before that, we were. So, yeah, we'll make sure we're doing everything we can to put ourselves in the best possible position to do really well. And hopefully come out with a win again.
What's the hunger like amongst the squad, Taylor? You win a premiership, which is wonderful, but is there that drive under the leadership of Hannah Petty to go, well, now we're the hunted, everybody wants to beat the Thunderbirds. We've seen the Sunshine Coast Lightning on paper have put together the majority of our national team, and then we've got the new team in the Mavericks coming in. So for you as a squad, do you feel that pressure, or do you embrace it going, no, we just want to win multiple premierships?
Yeah, no, I think that's something we've looked at quite a bit and gone with the embracing the opportunity. Like, to have that premiership last year was obviously incredible, but then it's like, what can we do this year to have that feeling again? And we've got a couple of different girls in, and so we want to bring them along and be part of that experience again. It was one of the best, well, the highlight of my career so far. So it's, yeah, doing whatever we can to make sure we're putting ourselves in the best possible position to, I guess, win again and take that opportunity while we have it.
Having those new people that come into the side that haven't experienced it, I find is a really strong motivating factor, because it gives you purpose, and you really want, you personally want to experience it again, but you also want your teammates to experience what you described as the best feeling ever. So I really agree in terms of what you're saying there, and trying to create those new memories with a new group of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's something we focused a lot on this year as well, is our culture and, not only on the court but off the court. And we're all really good friends, and having, I guess, that culture around you really makes you want the best for your teammates and for the team. And, yeah, having that as a driving factor for sure is something that we're looking at, hunting for more rather than being hunted.
Taylor, the South Australia Cricket Association were devastated to lose Jace Bode, but that must mean he plays a really significant role in the development on and off the court for so many athletes. What's he been like in the short time he's been at Netball South Australia and the Thunderbirds?
Yeah, absolutely. Jace obviously comes with a wealth of experience, and we all know and see that from where he's been. So, yeah, hasn't been here too long, but, yeah, fitting in really nicely and will play a pivotal role in making sure, I guess, we can remain at the top with the T-Birds and making sure we're bringing lots of young SA girls through the pathway. And our pathway system is really clear to keep women and girls in netball and want to play for the Thunderbirds. So, yeah, his experience in that regard will be, yeah, really invaluable for our group, which is exciting.
Now, Bix, before we let Taylor go, Taylor, off the court, is a nutritionist for AB Performance Nutrition, does an outstanding job alongside Annabelle. So, Taylor, please promote what you do, because Mark Bickley and myself need all the help we can get when we get
super.
Up first thing in the morning. But I've seen you, you're an expert in your field. So tell us about your passion off the court in regards to that.
Yeah, so sports nutrition. Jared, I heard you've been doing really well with your nutrition at the moment. So I feel like you should give yourself a little credit for that.
Well, I did eat a whole bag of Hague's chocolates last night.
Oh,
so look, it's just I'm just trying to enjoy life a little bit, Taylor, but thank you.
It's all about balance.
How much do you enjoy it, though, having the impact on people's lives and also understanding actually how to have that healthy balance of the things you're putting into your body?
Oh, absolutely. That's the thing. Like, you can have some chocolate, you can have those kind of foods that you call sometimes foods, but you can also still live a really healthy and balanced life. And I guess nutrition and being able to have that impact on people, and when they realise what they can be eating and don't have to fully restrict things and still feel good and enjoy the good foods as well. Finding the balance and helping people find that and have positive relationships with food. I feel like sometimes social media doesn't help us with that. So, being able to have an impact with people's lives and get them fueling their bodies in the best way they can, whether that's for general health or for sport like I do. Like, everyone's got a different reason and different requirements with their food. And, yeah, just having a healthy relationship while nourishing your body is really important and something I'm passionate about.
Yep, I've got a very healthy relationship with food. It's just the belt buckle that gives me a little bit of strife. Anyway, Taylor, thank you so much. Good luck on the weekend taking on the Vixens. They're a really strong side, and we hope you continue your form and get back to where you want to get back to at the end of the year.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Taylor Williams joining us. The Adelaide Thunderbirds are back at home on Star Wars Day. Bix on the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you. They will be at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre against the Giants.
Got a really strong country feel about it, the Thunderbirds. Taylor's from Balaclava.
She's a legend, mate.
Hannah Petty is from the Eyre Peninsula.
Yep.
So, yeah, a number of the players for the Thunderbirds, hailing from country South Australia.
We are here thanks to Tyre Power. Selected Kumho tyres at 25% off. I found something quite comical, which I know you will like. Your favourite type of burger, please tell me.
My favourite type of burger?
Yeah.
Look, I'm happy with all burgers, but probably just thought the some sort of really high-quality sort of beef burger with some bacon and egg and cheese, all that sort of stuff.
My favourite is Sam Landsberger, who last night on Fox Footy's midweek tackle said, in relation to Bailey Smith, who you said was someone that the Crows should target, this is a legitimate quote last night. So he's reported that Collingwood has told their players no more photos with Bailey Smith. This is getting out of hand. They sent the message out to the players, no more publicity with Bailey Smith, because he's friends with some of the players. He was overseas with the Dacos boys, but it could be being perceived as that they're trying to actively recruit him, where in some sports and some leagues doing that open recruiting, you can't do that while someone is under contract. So Collingwood, no photos with Bailey Smith.
Well, the stuff when he's overseas with the Dacos boys, that was a sponsored thing. Both the Dacos boys and Bailey Smith are sponsored by so either a drink company or a Gatorade, a Powerade, one of those type of arrangements.
And then he's also got an ambassadorial role with Cotton On, who's linked to Geelong. So this is what we need.
He's just hot property. Let's face it.
The Crows need to get him flipping burgers at Hungry Jack's, driving a Toyota, and just getting all their sponsors involved, and he might come over here.
What they need to do is just impress upon him that he can be the number one banana in the midfield if he comes over here. If he stays at the Western Bulldogs, he's about third in line there.
Tell you what, there's not a ban on photos with Mark Bickley. The amount of photos you've had with punters this week is making me physically ill.
Come off it.
But I love it.
I've had one that you've seen.
That's incorrect.
Two.
What about old mate who stopped you and said last night, I mean, what are you going to do on a Tuesday night in Adelaide? He literally watched the 97 grand final.
Yeah, well,
this is how starved of success you are. 1997.
last century, I mean.
Next, it is the 10 to 8 debate. I've been looking forward to this for a very long time. It is in relation to North Melbourne. It is in relation to tanking and Harley Reid. We'll set it up for you next. It is 7:45 on SENSA. I can't wait. Good morning.